Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, 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 honey. It is fun Friday, honey. And you know what we're doing around here for fun? We are cooking up some French fries and some goulash. Yes, we are. Honey, we got the skillet on, and I'm telling you, we got the French fries in the skillet. We got the goulash over in the skillet with it, honey. I know y'all probably wondering, well, what in the world is goulash? All you got to do, honey, is put the French fries in the skillet. Put your eagle wings in the skillet, honey. Chop up you some green onions, some yellow onions, some bell peppers, you know, and some hot peppers. Put your orange slices in there and your pineapples. You know, and you stir it all up and marinate it all together. And, honey, you got the best Friday fun day goulash you ever had in your life. No, I'm just kidding. Now, listen. It is June the 24th, 2022. It is 1:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, I got pushed up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. Listen, they are based in East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. I do have members in the UK and my honorary member in India, Karan Patwari. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. Gumba Rum, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors. One is infused with vanilla. That's Gumba Go, which is infused with natural vanilla. And we also have coconut, which is Gumba Silver infused with natural coconut, baby. I wonder how would it taste if you mix the two together. Then, you know, put the vanilla and the coconut together. You know, put your ice in and stir. I wonder how would that go down. I had never tried it that way before. What y'all think back there in the back? What y'all think? Y'all tried. Then after the break, y'all tell me what it's like. But y'all know what Gumba Rum is, the smoothest rum on the planet. It's wicked smooth. Steve Gumb is CEO of Gumba Rum. He is the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum. And right about now, you know, I don't know why Steve likes to tease me and go on. He's down there in Boston, Massachusetts. Now, he got the pictures all posted on Instagram. He having a good old time. They having a sip and serve down in Massachusetts this weekend. So he's having a great time. He's doing what he do. He's doing his business, y'all. And I'm telling you, he's having a good time. Oh, my God. He got all the tables spreaded out, Gumba Rum. Well, enjoy, Steve. Thanks a lot for not bringing me again. He just came back from New Orleans, you know, and now he's just down there serving him. I don't know what's the problem that I can't get an invitation to go to these events. What is the problem? I'm going to have to raise my fees. That's what I'm going to do. I am going to have to. What you think, Milo? Do I need to raise my fees? Oh, okay. See, Milo is my fur baby. He agrees whatever I say. Whenever I say something, he just raises his little paws up in the air. He just agrees with me. So listen. I got a word from my sponsor, Wise Mortgage. That's W-I-S-E, Wise Mortgage.
Your home may be your family's largest asset and their largest financial responsibility. A mortgage protection insurance policy can help them remain in their home after you're gone. Leave your family a deed, not a debt. Visit thewiseinsurancegroup.com for your free quote.
All right, y'all. Visit thewiseinsurancegroup.com for your free quote. Listen, it's very important. It is very important. I am telling you, have your mortgage protected. The best way to do that is get a free quote online, thewiseinsurancegroup.com. You can get a free quote. And it is something that you need, my darlings. It is something that you need, my darlings. You need your mortgage protected. What if something happened? You know, I know we don't like to talk about those things or think about those things, but I'm telling you, it is best to have yourself covered. You know what I mean? Don't just wait You know, don't do that. No, you don't want to wait till something happens. It's better to leave your family a deed and not a debt. I'm telling you. You know, I could tell you some stories about that, but I ain't got time to go all through the A's, B's, and the Z's about mortgage protection. But believe me, you need to have that. You need to have mortgage protection. I am telling you. Take it from me. Take it from me, y'all. A word to the wise. Y'all get your mortgage protection. You'll be glad that you did. Listen, think about it like this. Do your own self a favor and protect your mortgage. You're doing yourself a favor. I wish I had did a long time ago. Listen. So listen, get a free quote. That's all you got to do is get a free quote, honey, and protect your mortgage. You know, what if the breadwinner, something happened? What you going to do? You know what I mean? So get your protection now. Get it in order and get it in place. I just believe in it. You know what I mean? So listen, I got some bad, super bad music on today. We're going to rock it. Oh, baby, because it's Friday, baby. Mix my drink back there. Mix my drink. You hear me? Mix my drink. I don't care. Put your paws in the drink if you got to mix it up. I'll just pick out the fur later. Just go ahead and mix my drink, my love, to do that. You went to training. You went to, you know, obedience school, and they taught you how to mix drinks. Y'all can do that. Go ahead. Put your paws in there. Stir it up. That's right. Stir it up, baby. Okay, now listen. I got some super bad music. This one is It's Time for Love, baby. Check it out.
Stop running wild and free. Spend more time with me. You're over.
Breathing me. It's time for something new.
Time for love.
Listen, 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 listen. That is a Rhythm Machine, baby. And that's Donald Harris on the sax, baby, and vocals. Let me tell y'all something. That song, that's It's Time for Love, let me tell you, it reminds me of the music that I grew up with. And Horny, that is a good thing. Y'all know I ain't got to tell you. You know, if you were born in the 60s, y'all know what I am talking about. I'm talking about, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'm talking about Ohio Players. It reminds you of all the good stuff. Funkadelics. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, it reminds you of the good stuff. It's Time for Love. Now, let's check this out. The website, I want you guys to visit the website. It is www.o-indy.com. Mm-hmm. Visit the website, www.o-indy.com. You will be so glad that you did, my darlings. It is a fabulous website indeed. You can also still get there by oindy.com. Okay, so you can do that as well. oindy.com. Rhythm Machine, Inside the Rhythm. Wow! You know what that was? That was my excitement because I'm at the website and I'm just looking. Listen, and I'm telling you, they just grew it. I just get my tails, baby. So listen, I want y'all to read their story. Mm-hmm. Now listen, their story is about the 70s. Sometimes you get a bad rap, but sometimes years that you remember as musical era and brought about the disco and its absolute greatness. Now, but there was far more going on in that decade than polyester sequins and the little white girl. I'm talking about the cocaine, y'all. That's what's on the website, okay? So listen, this 1970s saw the rise of the singer-songwriter, the birth of punk rock, reggae, and mainstream, and the long, strange trip led by some of the psychedelics finest, and the fact that it's a decade of musical diversity. Now listen, y'all got to check this out. I got some more music for me. But listen, I love this because this music is like a blast from the past, baby. Listen, and Malcolm W. Adams says, Japan Journal editor-in-chief and president and executive producer of Toetown Records Japan. Mm-hmm. They have many laughter-filled memories of Rhythm Machine, first trip to London. Now listen, this is, I'm just reading what they said about the group, because the group is really phenomenal. It did. It's like a blast from the past. It really is like a blast from the past. Now listen, I got some more great music coming up for you. Listen, this is Runaway, Runaway, and this is Mr. And co-writer Anna Moore is on the lead. This girl is so sultry. She is really the bomb. Y'all check out. Name of this song is Runaway, Runaway. And after this particular piece of music, I do have some more music coming up from XLM Chill-Fi and Jazzy Scott. So I'm going to be rolling pretty fast with it. Hold on to your seats. Hold on to your good times, baby. It's about to go down. Get my drink, because it's about to go. Y'all hear me? Now, listen, y'all know my music. I get all excited. Get talking real fast. Listen. This is Runaway with Anna Moore on the lead. Anna Moore on the lead. God. Oh, my freaking God. Did y'all hear them horns? Oh, my freaking God. It felt like my soul and my heart was just drenched in music. Baby, did y'all hear it? Oh, Jesus. You know what? Mike Lorenzo, he really, I am telling, he really, really teamed up with the best when he teamed up with Anna Moore to do the vocals on this piece of music. I am telling you, it's like my soul just felt the sunshine. It's like, my life, my life, my life, my life, and the sunshine. Do what to do, 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 and the sunshine. You know, it's like, oh, my Lord. So listen, Mike D. Lorenzo teamed up with Anna Moore. And I'm saying, oh, my God, my soul and my funky feet is just drenching in them horns. They don't hear them horns. Listen, see, when I listen to music, I hear everything. I hear the wind whistling. You know, if they in the studio and the wind is whistling in through the windows, I hear it, baby. I hear it. It might be an ant walking across the floor. I hear it because it's all in the music. You know, it's like your vibration. Oh, Lord, don't let me go down that path. I got some more music to play. Woo, Lord. See, listen. Anna Moore, she rises. She makes your vibration go up. She really do. See, things that's done with organization and perfection makes your vibration levels go up. And, you know, music is in sync with your level of vibration. It depends on what you listen to. That's why I always try to drive home for young people to, you know, check what you're listening to. Woo! You can either bring your vibration up or take your vibration down. I am telling you, it just messes up with the frequency, what you're putting in your ears, because it's going in your spirit. You know what I mean? Woo! But I know this ain't the show for that, but I am telling them horns. I'm telling myself, woo! That was some good heart funky stuff. It's all good on this afternoon, y'all. Listen, Rhythm Machine, XLM, TFI, and Jazzy Sky. Now, listen, we're going to take a little bit of a turn with the music. Now, we're going to go back a little bit. We're going to go back in time because this song is a dedication to the dance, the Charleston. I wish I had to learn how to do the Charleston. I think it's such a pretty, exquisite dance because they legs just be going, you know, back and forth, and they just be doing they do and being in step. Now, me, I ain't got no rhythm, so it ain't no need for me to try to, you know, learn how to do the Charleston because I just can't do that. I ain't got no rhythm. So listen, up next is Jazzy Sky. But first, I do have a word from my sponsor, Wise Mortgage. I want you guys to take a listen to this. This is really, really important. Take a listen.
Your home may be your family's largest asset and their largest financial responsibility. A mortgage protection insurance policy can help them remain in their home after you're gone. Leave your family a deed, not a debt. Visit thewiseinsurancegroup.com for your free quote.
All right, I want you all to visit the Wise Insurance Group for your free quote. Yes. Take a look at the website and get a free quote. So listen, right now it's going to be Rhythm Machine. This is Put a Smile. I want y'all to check this out. We're just flowing in good music on this afternoon. And then I got also coming up Jazzy Sky. Don't forget about it. So this is Put a Smile. I want y'all to check this out. It is really rocking bad. This is good stuff. You're going to be so glad that you tune in on this afternoon because all the music is fucking bad. And you ain't going to forget all the music. Good horns, good vocals, and everything is just in line, baby. And it is hot stuff. And you won't forget it, my darling. So I want you to check out the music. Everything that you're going to hear on this afternoon is really banging hot.
Think about happiness you're gonna get, but people start to look at you like usually they never do. Once you get there, it's easy to regret. You used to have opinions and emotions. You used to live your life and get happy and upset, but people start to resist you like usually they never do. Once you get there and can just press yourself. They just press cancel. You're canceled, but you just can't cancel them. Cancel. That's how things are done in this enchanted. see that they are human. Keep noticing these titles, keep hearing all those rumors. And once they speak slavery, the media are free. It's not about jokes and any humor. Do you think that? No, you don't. Do you feel that? No, you don't. Do you think that? No, you don't. Do you feel that? No, you don't. They just forget you. You're canceled, but you just can't cancel them. Can't do. That's how things are done in this town. It's real. They just
All right. That tune was Canceled, Canceled, Canceled. And that song is really, he created the song. The artist's name is Just Havo. That's J-A-S-H-I-V-O. He's a singer, songwriter, producer, and artist. He grew up in Bulgaria. And so let me give you a little backstory. The song Canceled is out of cancel culture. So now if you don't know what cancel culture is, let me kind of explain it a little bit. It's like when you see something wrong and you cancel something and you don't agree with it. It's like there's no gray areas about. No gray areas. It's either right or wrong. So the song is all about cancel culture. It promotes public shaming. So it promotes public shaming when people or a brand are spewed due to their comments, actions, or that something that's perceived to be wrong. It can be anonymous by a pack of mentality and intense pulverizing the supporters of cancel culture. Believe that if someone does something wrong or champions someone or something that we may not like or agree with, then we must stop supporting them immediately. So really, if you find out that something is not right and it's wrong and you got to stop supporting it, there's no gray areas. That was like something that I heard about a company, but you know, y'all know TikTok is bigger than life. Everybody's going to be on TikTok. It was so much at one time controversy about TikTok, but it's so political. I can't get into all of that. It's just too political, and nobody's going to stop using TikTok. So anyway, and then there was a thing about I think one of the bean companies, and I really did stop buying that brand of beans. And I was like, they support what? So listen, if you really dig into different brands and what they support, you would be surprised at what is behind some different brands. And it will literally make you stop purchasing that brand because, you know, I just say me. When I discover whatever company, I'll hate to throw out names. I'm not saying Kraft or B&M Baked Beans or whatever brand that you discover that they're doing something or and supporting something that's just really against your political beliefs or the way that you think or what you believe in, your value system, you will stop buying whatever it is that they make. At least I will. So anyway, and that's what I deal with this one particular company that makes beans. And I was like, they do what? They support what? And so I'm like, I will never buy their beans again. So and I don't buy their beans. Anyway, I decided to go with a different brand. So listen. It may not make a difference, but it makes a difference to me. So that's what cancel culture is all about. You stop supporting what they're doing, what they're putting out there, you know, because you just got to do that. So listen, up next is Rhythm Machine. Put a smile. Y'all cue me up now. Now listen, Milo is all up in my drink. I told him I need my drink. So when I have my drink, everything just flows right. I ain't got to worry about nothing. They mix it up right and everything just goes according to schedule. And you know what I mean? So listen, this is Put a Smile on Time. You can put a smile on time. Let's do it right now.
my seek lies within the truth. The peace I find lies within me. Getting off on what it really is. Instead of tripping on the fantasy.
Y'all know what? Y'all know what? Y'all may know this particular DJ. You may or you may not. But if you're out of Chicago, you definitely know this DJ who I'm finna bring up. Right now, I feel like Hurricane, the cool gent. I really do. I really do. And I'm saying it because this music is so good. And if y'all know anything about the DJ Hurricane, y'all know he is the baddest cat around when it comes to music and playing good stuff. He's the cool gent. Now, listen, that song put a smile on time. They just did put a smile on time. I am telling you, Rhythm Machine is bad. I mean, it's just like, can we just freeze this moment in time with all this great music? Listen, I know they got a rhythm machine. I want to have a freeze machine. Can I have a freeze machine? I'm the kind of girl, I love snowballs and stuff like that. So listen, instead of putting the ice in the ice machine, let's put, you know, all this great music and stuff in the machine and let's just freeze the time because it feels so good. You know, I feel like Hurricane right now. Listen, now that song put a smile on my face. I declare, you know, I could be wrong, but they sound like Maurice White. Y'all remember Maurice White, you know, sang all the great songs. It was almost like they kind of incarnated, sounded like Maurice White and the rest of them band, I am telling you. So listen, that song put a smile on time. You know, let me tell y'all something here. I got some information on put a smile on time. It was featured on violin video game Saints Row 2 and the 45 on wax. It was auctioned off for upwards of $1,300 for a single copy. What single copy? $1,300. Now listen, I know that don't mean nothing to y'all, but it means a whole lot to me. If you was a person that was born in the 50s or the 60s, y'all know how incredible that is. One copy, $1,300. Now listen, that's really huge. That is really huge. Because I'm the kind of person, I'm like, I love antiques and I love memorabilia. I love stuff like that. So listen, I got some more music. And now listen, I told y'all coming up was Jazzy Sky and Give Me My Challenge. Now listen, this is the last set, the last song for this particular episode. It's been Stone Cold Blast too. I just don't want to end. So this song is Give Me My Challenge. Once again, it's a song that's dedicated to the dance. The Charleston, which I really just love. So listen, let's take a step way back in time. Let's give me my challenge. Come on now, off the face. Get up high. Get up high.
This is so fun. Such
it's nothing like having music with perfection. Perfection. Get my Charles. And, you know, when this song plays, I still just see Dick Van Dyke for some reason. From the Dick Van Dyke Show. Him and Mary Tyler Moore. For some reason, I just see the black and white shows. It just comes all up in my mind. So anyway, and one of the episodes with Dick Van Dyke, you know, the song just takes me back, give me my Charles. Because, you know, Dick Van Dyke, I love Dick Van Dyke. You know, he's just so funny and goofy and nerdy. You know, and he's just so great, and him and Mary Tyler Moore were so great together. And it was so funny, you know, Mary Tyler Moore was the person that they did not, in the beginning, when they first cast, she wasn't picked in the beginning because Dick thought she was too young. She was like 16 or 17 or whatever. And, you know, the part was for a mature married person. So she ended up getting the part. Long story short, you know, she got the part, and it was all just perfect, perfect. So anyway, my point is this. On that particular show, the song Give Me My Charles just reminds me of all the black and white movies, all the black and white shows. And so sometimes they would have the Alan Brady Show. You know, they would come out and do the Alan Brady Show, and they'd be on stage, and they would do all these routines. And so that song just really reminds me of that. It's really cool. It's really, really bad. So listen. This show is over. I'm out of time. I'm surprised they ain't cut the lights out on me. So listen, y'all, it's been a stone-cold blast. But guess what? I get to come back later on this afternoon and do it all over again. But y'all know what? I still feel like Don Cornelius for some reason on Soul Train, unless he says, peace, love, and soul.